Very well, and you?
Okay. Is this your first film?
Yes, it's my first one. I just did 3 short, really short movies a few years ago.
Okay, why did you decide to make a film on this subject as your first film?
In reality, the co-author, Laura Delli Colli, had this idea, and she asked me to do something on these people. I know a lot of them because I worked for a few years in the film festival in Venice in the protocol, so I know very well Dante Ferretti, a lot of people that is in my documentary. So I love to find a story on the people that work with them, because everybody knows them, but not who's behind them. All these people that create all these incredible art craft for cinema. I love the idea, and I said, why not? Let's do it.
So in a sense, you're in a way like the craftspeople themselves, because you were asked to make this film, and yet you were expressing your own craft in making it.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Because I'm a theater director, so I work in theater on stage. So when you work in theater, you deal a lot with the backstage of the show. And so I love to be in a theater, also behind the scenes, even if it's empty. So I also in cinema there is all this world that, but it's not so easy to see it like in theater, because they disappear, they change location, so it's not so easy to do that. When you are in a theater and you create a play or show, you work in the same place with the same people all the time. In cinema it's different.
And what fascinates you about the crafts that are part of the filmmaking process?
What fascinated me?
Yes.
I was fascinated by meeting certain person that you saw in the movie. For example, the old lady making wigs, I never met her before, or maybe just briefly, I never had the chance to talk with her, or even with the painter or the sculptor. So all these people, maybe you cross them in the work, you just ask them to do something, but they never had the chance to tell what they have, what they think, what they do when they create something. So that's the most fascinating of this documentary for me, for what I did.
And how did Chiara Mastroianni become involved as a narrator in your documentary?
So because as you seen in the movie, most of them are families that they transmit their tradition of work from father to son. And I wanted also a greeting with Laura to find somebody which belongs to a family of cinema, a family of actors. So the first idea was Chiara Mastroianni, of course, because of father and mother. And we sent her, I found the picture that it's the first shot of the documentary with the father when she was a kid, the first time she went on a set. And so when she saw the picture, she fell in love with the idea to tell us what for her was the set and what she could see behind the scenes. So whatever was around, she was fascinated by this. So she was happy to do that, and it was perfect for us because she represents Italian cinema and French cinema, of course.
And how would you distinguish these crafts in filmmaking in Italy from other countries, especially Hollywood?
It's unique to Italy because it's since ever there is this tradition of going to, in Italy we say it's since the Renaissance, to go a bottega. So you go in this lab, in this special place, and you work as a student just to learn. And so when you start very young, usually, and it's a family tradition that is very strong in Italy. So even now, not only in art craft, but in all the different aspect of the society, in this moment of big crisis, economic crisis, in Italy we are very strong related to the family. So most of the people, they don't move, they still live close to the family. So it's very helpful, the family in Italy. It's very important for us, the relationship with the family.
You've mentioned a word, like a workshop. How do you spell that?
Yes, it's andare a bottega. Bottega, it's BOTTEGA.
Ah,
it's an ancient word, and when you even in Leonardo da Vinci, when he started, he went to a bottega to Verrocchio or somebody else. So it's something that started in the Renaissance in Italy, and it's the painters used to do that, the sculptors, but even the people that work that make furniture. Even, for a certain moment, Daniel Day-Lewis quit with his acting career, and he moved to Florence for 1 year, and he went to work with somebody making shoes by hand. So he wanted to learn from that. He needed to do that just for himself, and he did that for 1 year. It was already famous. He did many, many movies. So he just spent 1 year working every day, andando a bottega, going a bottega.
What's interesting is, I mean, I don't know if there's any relationship. There's a word in Spanish that's used in this country to describe a grocery store. It's bodega. I wonder if there's a connection.
Yeah, yes, because it's bottega. In reality, it could be also a store, a shop.
Ah.
But the origin of the word is it's a big place where the people work and create something.
Oh, okay. Now, how would you say this filmmaking craft culture is an expression in its own way of the uniqueness of Italian cinema itself and the art of the national cinema?
Yes, it contributes because the quality, for me, it's the best quality. So it helps a lot when you see some movies. For example, one of the Fellini, he recreates everything in his movies. It's just a few scenes of Fellini are like in Cinema della Realtà. So it's just recreate everything in studios. Nothing was real with Fellini. So it's the most theatrical director. So only in the movies of Fellini, even Via Veneto in La Dolce Vita has been recreated. So can you imagine? This is a very good quality to do that because it seems real. And Visconti, when it was so concentrated in details, so he wanted everything true. So he wanted, for example, that everything should be even inside the drawers full of real stuff. He wanted real flowers everywhere, real candles. So he paid a lot of attention in details, and he needed the quality. So these handcrafts made by hands, art crafts made by hands, they respect the quality, and we still find this probably even in our fashion business or in our designing business. So we always look at the quality, and when you make something by hand and not by computer, you see, I guess that you see the difference.
Now, Guido, you raised the question in Handmade Cinema, what is the difference between an artisan and an artist? Do you feel in making this film that you've discovered the answer to that question? And if so, what was that revelation? Or does it continue to remain somewhat of a mystery for you?
No, it's still a mystery because some of these people, you have to tell them what they have to do. They can copy exactly the same. The painter Michelino, I asked him when he painted some Picasso if you could see the difference from the real one, the real painting, and his own. And in a very simple way, without hesitating at all, he told me, "No, we don't see any difference." So. For you, but he didn't invent Picasso, just copy Picasso. So he didn't have the idea to paint a subject in the way of Picasso. But he could copy exactly the same without seeing the difference. So, no, I have no answer on that.
Oh, okay. And how about the question, are they artists or workers or both?
Yeah, they are artists that they love their work. So they do that with passion. So it's not easy to find people that do that. So they're very lucky because at the end they do a job that they adore.
Yeah, so which is unusual.
It's very rare, and it's the best things to do in life.
Yeah. And what most surprised you while making this movie?
What most surprised?
What was the biggest surprise for you?
To find all these people that so many that loves what they do, and to find some young people still going there and wanted to learn these different jobs. So this is the most surprising me, and now I understand better the quality of Italian cinema, because behind the scenes we find this kind of people.
And there are many amusing moments in the film. So what was the funniest experience you encountered?
You know what? I just did a first editing without this part of, but part of my life is like I like this side of ironic and fun side of people. So I wanted to put also something more, and I did a best of with all these little details, and so it's part of myself. I'm like that. I have two parts. One, looking at the beauty and the past and the recreation, and the other one, to live in a light way and to have fun. And so probably it's part of myself.
Okay. And what about what you were observing? What was most amusing?
For me, the most amusing was the duet between Sergianni and Dante Ferretti, the couple. They together they did many movies, and it's fun because Dante is very, very ironic, and it's not easy to notice it. But when he's with someone that like Sergianni, that is very simple, he talks. It's not easy for a foreigner, but he's a typical Roman, and he has a way to talk with a lot of mistakes. And with Dante Ferretti, it's like couple of comedians together.
Ah.
Also, the old lady, for me, it's the most amusing. The wig maker. She's exactly the spirit of Roman people. And when she talks about Sophia Loren with the head with the wig, so I did that scene twice, because at the first time when she was talking about Sophia Loren with the old head on, and she said, we did many wigs for her. And then she took a big pause and said, for cinema, because they did a lot of wigs also for real life. So it was fun, the way she was talking of the big names, and she's like family for her. So for me, she's most amusing in the movie.
Talk about the contrast in the filmmaking crafts between these crafts as collective, yet at the same time uniquely individual creations.
Let's say, like Dante Ferretti, he cannot do that by himself. Mm. So it's very important, all these people, he cannot work without these people. He tried to take them around with him because he trusts them. And so, and when you create when you work in a movie, I know that in Italy, I don't know if in the rest of the world it's the same. When you create a movie, you become like a family. You work together, you have lunch together, you go out for 2-3 months, 4 months. It's like a trip all together, and then it's over when it's finished. But when you find a good relation with the people, when you work well, you try to keep them with you in the next trip, in the next movie, in the next creation. But it's not always like that. You have to start again. But you're never by yourself in a movie.
Yeah.
So there is always a center, which is the director, is like the main planet, is like the sun, and everybody's around him and try to collaborate and to do what he wants. But he needs all these people around. So you'll never alone, like a musician. When he creates music, he's by himself. Then he needs the orchestra to play his music. Maybe the only one is alone is a painter, that he doesn't need anyone, but he needs a subject. So when he's not alive, when he's a human subject, he has to work with someone else, but he's himself with his creation. The director is always with someone else.
And why do you feel these handcrafters are so unappreciated, often not even mentioned in the credits of a film?
No, they don't care. They know that, and they love to work for the director, for the costume designer, for the set designer, and they're very happy to, as you have seen, they're very happy to do their work. So they're just happy, and when they see the movies, they know they did that, and even if they have their names in the titles, the final titles, nobody knows them, so they don't care.
Oh, okay.
They're just behind the scenes, and they're happy to be like that.
Yeah. And what would you like international audiences to know and understand about these men and women through your film?
But for me, it's important that the international audience knows that these people, they didn't only work for important Italian cinema, but also for, let's say, Martin Scorsese or Spielberg or Spike Lee. So they're not work only in Italy for Italian cinema, but also for international productions.
And what would you like international audiences to understand about their craft and what they contribute?
No, I hope that they see which is that there is a difference in the quality, and they still try to let them work for big international production. Because if they don't know that, maybe one day they will disappear. But because in Italy, in this moment, we don't produce big, let's say, historical movies or costume movies. So we need to work even with foreign productions.
Okay, and what are you working on next? Are you working on another film, or will you be working on more films?
I hope so. You know, there is many others I have some other idea, but I would love to do something on fashion. So the Italian creators, but not a documentary, because we have seen so many. But maybe the idea is to do something to ask the designers, important designers, what is their inspiration from Italian cinema, from this art crafts of cinema. So I would love to find a relationship between contemporary fashion and the inspiration that they could get from the art crafts of Italian cinema.
So now that you've had a taste of making a film, you want to make more?
Of course. Yeah. I want to make more because, you know, theater and stage, you can join a little audience. With cinema, it's bigger.